Early on in this pandemic, we'd been hearing a lot about the need for ventilators. Now doctors are also seeing an increased need for dialysis machines and supplies. That's because an increasing number of patients with the virus are experiencing kidney failure. Dr. Jonathan Winston is a nephrologist and professor of medicine at Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
And doctor, what kind of increase have you actually been seeing in patients needing dialysis during this pandemic?
We're seeing an extraordinary number of critically ill patients in the intensive care unit who are developing what we call acute renal failure. That means their kidneys were normal before they got sick and they shut down in the setting of the COVID infection, and usually in the setting of respiratory failure as well.
Why is this happening?
We don't know exactly why it's happening in terms of the exact underlying cause. We do understand that patients who are critically ill develop kidney failure because they're not getting enough circulation or blood to the kidney. Whether there's something else going on, be it direct effects of the virus itself or microscopic blood clotting, which has been described in other organs, is yet to be settled. But they are certainly critically ill patients, and they're developing a sudden and severe form of kidney failure.
Do you have enough dialysis machines and supplies to give dialysis to all of these people?
We have enough dialysis machines, but we have a relative lack of staff. These patients are virtually all housed in an intensive care unit. And in order to do dialysis in an intensive care unit, we need to set a specially trained technician to the intensive care unit to perform the treatment. Otherwise, one person could take care of two, three, or four patients at one time if the patients were in a standard dialysis unit. But in the ICU, the staffing ratio is much higher.
Okay. But we also understand that you're having to reduce the amount of time that people get dialysis so that you can treat more people. How exactly does that work?
So when we're used to seeing about 20 patients in an intensive care unit, we're now seeing 60-plus patients, all of whom need urgent dialysis. Under usual conditions, we dialyze patients somewhere between 3.5 to 4.5 hours to efficiently remove the waste products during the treatment. So in this setting, with triple the number of patients and a difference in staff ratio, we just have to cut the treatment short so we can still treat the number of patients that need to be treated.
I guess the next question with that is, are there any long-term consequences to receiving fewer hours of dialysis?
Well, certainly there are short-term problems, and they could be as dramatic as patients dying because their blood chemistries just aren't adequately cleared because of a suboptimal dialysis. So our days are really spent triaging every patient every day to really assess how adequately they are getting treatment and how many treatments they really need. And it's a constant process of juggling, of moving a machine from one bed to another, of substituting reasonable medical therapy if a patient next door is in higher need for emergency dialysis. So it's something that we're used to in general, but the intensity, the severity, the number of patients, the pressure on the staff is completely different.
Does this impact in any other way regular patients who aren't at quite at the level of needing dialysis, but they need to be seen for their kidney problems? Are you concerned that they aren't going to get the treatment they need?
Yes, absolutely. So now patients who are not infected, who we've been able to manage for just so long, may need treatment themselves. We're definitely seeing more people now without COVID who need help, but we're still trying to honor the appropriate stay-at-home recommendations. So we still certainly think that if patients can stay at home, they should. But there are now, we're seeing more and more patients who just can't stay at home. So that's creeping up on us. So a lot of doctors in a lot of different specialties are anticipating that the consequences of completely focusing on COVID, which had to be done and has to be done, is going to lead to downstream effects in non-COVID infected patients.
Yeah. What is it like for you and your staff to be in the middle of this pandemic, knowing that it could go on for some time?
It's hard to reflect while you're doing it. Our staff, especially nursing staff, dialysis nurses and technicians, have just done an exemplary job. And these are the type of situations, I think, where you just do and you don't really think about it. I do think a lot of providers are stressed, they're anxious, they're worried, but they're also proud to do what we train to do and to do it well. But right now, we're just doing and doing what we were trained to do, and how we feel about it might be sorted out at another time.
That's Dr. Jonathan Winston. He's a nephrologist at the Mount Sinai Health System in New York City. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the time and explaining all of this for us.
Thank you for having me.